a young businessman who had a great job pretty soon after graduating college. And it was a job he loved, at a company that paid well. He enjoyed his coworkers, and he saw himself working a long time at this company and just, you know, moving up the ladder, so to speak. And his plan was pretty simple. Work hard, be a good, honest, hardworking employee, make money, be a success at the company, be vital to their process and their profit, retire early, enjoy the blessings that God gave him in his life. Nothing wrong with that plan at all. Nothing evil about planning and wanting to work hard, earn money, and enjoy God's blessings. But God had something far better in store for that young man. God displaced those plans for his own, and he called that man to preach, and that man is your pastor today. It wasn't my plan to be a pastor, but it was God's plan, and I wouldn't trade it. What if my future would have played out the way I planned it? Might have been okay, but it wouldn't have been as good. Might have made more money, but it wouldn't have been as good. Might have retired earlier, but it wouldn't have been as good. There's an example from my own life where God can take your plans and adjust them, and he still knows what's best for you. We don't live independently of God. It's okay to dream. It's okay to set goals and plan. But qualify your plans and your hopes and your dreams and your future and your very tomorrow with the humble recognition that God is ultimately sovereign. Not just over your life, but the world.